makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris on the University of Michigan campus telling young voters in the audience,
I love your generation. I really do. And one of the things about it is you are rightly impatient for change. I love that about you. You are impatient for change.
Donald Trump at a rally in Atlanta.
Kamala is labeling more than half of the country as the enemy combatants. And she's calling them all fascists and Nazis, okay? But she's a fascist, okay? She's a fascist.
Today, Kamala Harris holds a rally on the White House Eclipse, where Donald Trump rallied his supporters on January 6th after losing the 2020 election. The FBI has now joined the investigation into the burning of ballot boxes in the Pacific Northwest. Hundreds of ballots were burned. The U.S. Postal Service says if you are voting by mail, it's a very good idea to get your ballot in today. This is ABC News. North Korea's foreign minister now visiting Russia, as the Pentagon says it believes about 10,000 North Korean troops are training in Russia and could be used in combat against Ukraine. New accusations against hip-hop star Sean Diddy Combs, who's already awaiting trial.
Sean Diddy Combs is accused in one of two lawsuits filed Monday of drugging and sexually assaulting a 10-year-old boy in a New York City hotel room in 2005. The second lawsuit accuses Combs of similarly assaulting a 17-year-old would-be contestant on the reality TV series Making the Band in 2008. Combs' lawyers denying those claims, as they are others in a wave of lawsuits alleging sexual assault at parties and meetings over two decades. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
In the Bronx.
The Dodgers take game three. 4-2 the final, and they are one win away from taking the 2024 World Series.
The call on ESPN, game four tonight. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 81 this afternoon. The wind out of the south gusting to between 30 and 35. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thundershowers. Windy, cooler. Falling temperatures will drop into the mid-60s by late afternoon. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. The Harris Walz campaign says former President Bill Clinton will visit the Fox Valley in Milwaukee Thursday. Clinton's visit comes roughly a week after former President Barack Obama campaigned with vice presidential nominee Tim Walz in Madison. Clinton is expected to encourage Wisconsin Democrats to vote early. As the tax season approaches, the IRS encourages you to sign up for an Identity Protection Personal Identification Number. That's an extra layer of security that helps prevent people from filing a tax return using your name and Social Security number and then stealing your refund. More information is available at irs.gov. And it's time again to keep a keen eye out for deer in roadways. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says crash numbers involving deer begin rising during mating season in October and November. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student-athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Hikey Pharmacy, downtown Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. There's now a warning about invasive carp in two western Wisconsin rivers. The Department of Natural Resources yesterday said silver carp have been found in both the lower Chippewa River and lower Black River. The carp are an invasive species in the Midwest and have done immense damage to other rivers when they've been found. The DNR started investigating after receiving reports over the summer about carp jumping out of the water in both rivers. The fish were confirmed last month. As for now, the DNR says it doesn't look like the fish have spread. There's no word on what the DNR plans to do about the carp. The establishment of a fire district between the Durand City and Rural Fire Departments is going to be delayed. While both departments had hoped to have the district in place by the end of the year, some legalities still need to be worked out first, and it appears that the district won't be established until the summer of 2025. The city will also be looking at some possible state innovation grants next year that would also assist in some of the costs of the new fire district. Eau Claire schools are moving ahead with two budget plans, at least through Election Day. The city school board approved one budget that includes the proposed $18 million a year tax increase and one that doesn't. Voters will decide on the referendum question next week, and the school then will pick the budget that fits. Teachers in the Eau Claire School District can expect either raises in either budget, though the district says there would be some cuts if that referendum fails. We're going to get the last look at the presidential race in Wisconsin tomorrow. The final Marquette Law School poll is due out tomorrow afternoon. The last poll, which came out earlier this month, gave Vice President Kamala Harris a 4-point lead over former President Trump. But more recent polls say Trump is either leading or is tied with Harris here in Wisconsin. Pollster Charles Franklin said the poll from earlier this month showed a much closer race in Wisconsin this year than either 2016 or 2020. That new poll will be unveiled tomorrow afternoon at 12:15. You're listening to WRDN News.
Aiki Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Aiki Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare. So Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Aiki Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durant or call them at 715-672-5202. Aiki Pharmacy, downtown Durant.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
There's been a nearly 40% increase in early in-person absentee voting over the 2020 election. Wood County Clerk Trent Miner says that's even reflected in his central Wisconsin county. Now, all those absentee ballots mean we'll likely won't know the outcome of the presidential race in Wisconsin until the morning after Election Day. The Clerks Association supported a bipartisan bill to allow processing of early ballots to begin on Monday. While it passed the state assembly, it failed in the state Senate. Rochester is receiving nearly $85 million to develop a new rapid transit project. Minnesota Senators Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar announced the Federal Transportation Administration grant at a ceremony at the Mayo Civic Center Friday. The Link Bus Rapid Transit Project is designed to create faster and more reliable public transit that connects key locations like Mayo Clinic, the public library, and other businesses. Construction of the line is expected to begin in March. The Biden administration wants to require private health insurers to cover all approved forms of birth control, even over-the-counter options. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin President Tanya Atkinson said it's a step in the right direction and makes sure that people have complete coverage when some birth control options don't work. The rule would make clear provisions in the Affordable Care Act that require contraception coverage by insurers. A number of plans have denied coverage of OTC medications, while others restrict access to just a few forms of birth control. It's unclear if the rule will be implemented by the time President Biden leaves office in January. Wisconsin will receive $138 million to improve local roadways. Local governments will get most of that money, while just more than $4 million will go toward connecting highways, and more than $250,000 will go to Milwaukee County for additional policing on expressways. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says the money comes from the quarterly general transportation aids that were included in the 23-25 state budget. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Election Day is fast approaching, and your vote in local elections is important. I am Deborah Fisher, and I am running for the Pepin County Register of Deeds. Determined to serve the community of Pepin County, determined to put the taxpayers first, and determined to make a difference. I am running for this office as an independent candidate and would value your voice and your vote. Remember to get out and vote on Tuesday, November 5th. Authorized and paid for on my behalf.
The Bucks dropped their third straight, falling to the Celtics in Boston 119-108 last night on Wisconsin Sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 30 points and 10 rebounds. Damian Lillard added 33. The Bucks dropped to 1-3 now, 0-2 on the road trip.
It's definitely frustrating, you know, because when we do what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like, and then at moments of the last two games, you see when we do it, what the game looks like. So it's definitely frustrating. I just think it's one of those things right now where you just gotta stay in the fight.
Boston's off to a 4-0 start as Peyton Pritchard tied a franchise record for three-pointers off the bench with 8. He had 28 points overall. The Bucks are off until Thursday when they travel to Memphis against the Grizzlies. Packers optimistic about the injury status of quarterback Jordan Love. Test on Monday reportedly showed no significant damage to his injured groin, but his status for Sunday's game against Detroit remains up in the air. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
If he can go, he'll go. So we'll see where he's at by the end of the week. But if we feel like he can't protect himself, then we certainly wouldn't put him in that position.
Week 8 came to a close in the NFL last night with the Pittsburgh Steelers knocking off the New York Giants 26-18 on Monday night in Pittsburgh. Russell Wilson threw for 278 yards and a touchdown in the win. The baseball, the Dodgers are now one victory away from another World Series crown. They beat the Yankees 4-2 last night to go up 3-0 in the series. Freddie Freeman clubbed a two-run home run, giving him a home run in 5 straight World Series games now. Game 4 is tonight. The Yankees need a victory to stay alive in that series. The 2025 AmFam Championship will move to a team format at TPC Wisconsin this coming year. The 3-day tournament will feature partners playing together. The first time that format will be a part of a tour championship event. It'll be June 6th through the 8th. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
The Minnesota Timberwolves will try to avenge their 2024 Western Conference Finals loss when they host Dallas at the Target Center tonight. The Timberwolves lost to Dallas 4-1 in the best-of-7 series last May. Minnesota's currently 2-1 to start the new basketball season. After a 112-101 win over the Toronto Raptors Saturday, tonight's game starts at 6:30. The Minnesota Wild will wrap up a 7-game road trip with a contest against the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight. The Wild suffered their first regulation loss Saturday when they fell to Philadelphia 7-5. Minnesota's in third place in the Central Division. Now tonight's game starts at 6 o'clock. Jordan Addison is clearing up a recent cryptic Instagram post. The Viking wide receiver posted a picture with the caption, "Free 3" on his story over the weekend. The caption prompted speculation that Addison was unhappy with his role with the Vikings during his second season. However, Addison told reporters yesterday he's used that caption as his catchphrase since he was in college at Pitt in 2020, adding that he has no problems with its usage this season. Addison and the Vikings are preparing to take on the Indianapolis Colts this Sunday. Cheryl Reeve will not face any discipline following her fiery post-game press conference last week. The WNBA is not fining the Lynx head coach for comments that she made following Minnesota's 67-62 Game 5 loss to the New York Liberty in the WNBA Finals October 20th. Reeve criticized the officiating, going as far as to say the WNBA title was stolen from the Lynx. The Liberty shot 25 free throws in their series clinching win compared to just 8 for Minnesota.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Cuffs and Collars is one of the most popular features in Wisconsin Outdoor News. It contains weekly reports from state game wardens, and the latest edition contains some real zingers. I'll share a few with you when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. We've got some Wisconsin game warden reports here today from the latest edition of Cuffs and Collars in Wisconsin Outdoor News. First, wardens Evan Fox of Spooner and Nick Al Morgabi of Hayward investigated a deer hunting complaint near Spooner involving a person who had used another person's bow buck tag to register his second archery buck of the season. Then, the person later registered an archery harvest buck as a car-killed deer to continue hunting for another buck. In the same region, Warden Jesse Ashton contacted a person fishing from shore at the Mackenzie Lake boat landing. The man admitted he did not have a license. Ashton recognized the man from citing him for fishing without a license on a different lake in Polk County in 2022. The man had never paid the citation and now had his privileges revoked. Ashton cited the subject for fishing during revocation. Finally, Warden Brad Dahlquist of Anago investigated a call of an individual intentionally killing smallmouth bass and bluegills while fishing the Wolf River below the Post Lake Dam. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Forecast for today, becoming partly sunny. We'll have highs low 80s, south winds at around 10, increasing to 10 to 15 and gusting to 35. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of a shower late, lows upper 60s. Tomorrow, 90% chance of showers and storms, highs mid 70s with temperatures falling into the low 60s by the afternoon. Thursday, much colder, rain and highs only in the low 40s. Still have clouds across the region this morning. Pepin, Wabasha, Nelson at 60, Mondovi 59, Plum City 57, Ogallee and Lake City at 56. Here at WRDN, we do have those clouds, 58 with Dirk Bentley. A lot of leaving left to do. It's 8:24.
These old boots still got a lot of ground. They ain't covered yet. There's at least another million miles under these old bus treads. So if you think I'm gonna settle down, I've got news for you. I still got a lot of leaving left to do. And as long as there's a song left in this old guitar, this life I'm bound to leave ain't for the faint of heart. So you won't fall for me. You know what's good for you. 'Cause I still got a lot of leaving left to do. Guess the Lord made me hard to handle. So loving me might be a long shot gamble. So before you go and turn me on, be sure that you can turn me loose. 'Cause I still got a lot of leaving left to do. Girl, you look like you might be an angel. So I won't lie, I could love you like the devil if you wanted me to tonight. And we could talk about forever for a day or two. But I still got a lot of leaving left to do.
Problem is, girl, you don't work here no more. You got trouble.
trouble. Trouble in my heart, trouble on my mind. There's never any trouble for me to find. Some kind of trouble. About praying for me. He smiled and he said, child, you're not alone, 'cause all God's children got to deal with their own kind of trouble. Some kind of trouble. Trouble in my heart, trouble on my mind. There's never any trouble for me to find. Some kind of trouble.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Chris Stapleton, Think I'm in Love with You, 8:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. Coming up next hour, we're going to be chatting with Jackie Boos from Wisconsin Farmers Union. Their new market on river building that they've basically completed the big remodeling job. It's an old shoe factory and more. We're going to find out a little bit more about that building here coming up next hour. Let's see what's birthdays today. Academy Award-winning actor Richard Dreyfuss is 77 today. Of course, he was in Jaws. You're going to need a bigger boat. Also, the voice actor of Homer Simpson, Dan Castellaneta, is 67 today. Actress Finola Hughes is 65. Of course, she was on General Hospital for many, many years and also Charmed. Also, boxer Miguel Cotto is 44, multi-time world champion from 2001 to 2017. NFL quarterback Andy Dalton is 37. He currently plays for the Carolina Panthers. Born on this date, Brooklyn Dodgers owner Charles Ebbets, born in the state in 1859. Cartoonist Bill Malden, born in the state in 1921. His comics reflected the life of GIs during World War II. Bob Ross, we all know him from the joys of painting. There's only happy mistakes, right? Yeah. He was born in the state in 1942. You can see the shows again. They've become just as popular now as they were back in the day. Celebrating a birthday today, Linda Soley, happy birthday. Evan Hughes has a birthday today. Randy Kohler celebrating his birthday today. And Dennis and Mary Beth Serum celebrating their anniversary today. So their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box on Friday. We pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs. Don't forget to ask about the beef and pork bundles too from Durand Smokehouse. Winner will also receive a 6-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Make Dairy Queen of Durand your stop for lunch today. Use the Dairy Queen app, earn rewards points, then redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard or our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO free Blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO free any size Blizzard treats, only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Durand Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Durand Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Durand Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote.
but a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Forecast for today, partly sunny. We'll have highs low 80s, south winds at around 10, increasing to 15 in the afternoon and gusting to 35. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of a shower late, lows upper 60s. Tomorrow, 90% chance of showers and storms and highs mid-70s with temperatures falling into the low 60s. Clouds across the region this morning, Pepin, Wabasha, Nelson at 60, Mondovi at 59, Ogallee 56, Lake City 56, Plum City 57, clouds and 58 here at WRDN. On the way, we're going to talk with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron about the city council meeting from last night. That's on the way. Here's Joe Diffie and John Deere Green. It's 8:41.
They were farm kids way down in Dixie. They met in high school in the 60s. Everyone knew it was love from the start.
Bob Love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron, as we talk about the special council meeting from last night. Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us. Well, one of the things talked about here at the meeting was the fire district. Looks like we're going to have a little bit of a delay in getting this done.
Well, I know we originally had, I know we're trying to get everything placed by January 1, but here we are almost the 1st of November. And there's just more work that needs to be done before we get to that. So we are probably looking at the district being postponed to like July 1st or January 1st of next year of the following to get those things done. And again, it's just it's a pretty complicated thing because you've got two different they had a corporation, we're the city, we're trying to do that. So, and it makes sense to do it right. Because again, there's we want to make sure we get everything done correctly. So again, still moving that direction. But again, as far as that January 1 date's probably off the table.
Also, too, a Duran High School student was going to be full or a part-time police officer, but she's moving up to full-time.
Yeah, Jocelyn Crothers has, as we said last night, was promoted. She was part-time officer, will be going up to a full-time position. Doing a great job for us recently, of course, local person, and glad to have her aboard.
Meanwhile, we're working on the budgets. I know that the budget committee was kind of meeting. What can everybody look forward to here when this budget comes out?
Well, yeah. So prior to this council, we had what we call the Finance Committee as we were getting together what we're going to legally publish, of course, for the budget hearing, which is coming up on the 20th of November. We're looking at not a lot of major changes as far as that goes. We did last night go through a couple of different things. We were looking at, of course, requests from the library, requests from and recommendations were made. We were looking back about a month ago about making sure everything comes into balance. We were included in the recommended budget. Because of the fact that we had some money left over in a couple different line items this year, because it's the year to replace a squad car, that we would sort of prepay for that and use money out of this year's budget and so on. And then one of the things that the new city administrator is asking for is new electronic poll books for elections. So instead of doing our city administrator used at her previous position, and the city clerk has learned about these and so on and so forth. So those are a couple of things that we're looking at. One of the things as far as that is going to have to be a decision, and maybe not made necessarily November or December, is, as we've talked about before, the our public works and street superintendent Gillis has talked about doing these little projects, because right now we're looking at basically keeping the tax levy the same for what would be considered the debt we have. We are taking a little more debt with the little project we did. But again, the idea would be to possibly borrow another $140,000, $150,000 a year and do that each year and do these two block projects here and again so we can keep up with our streets. Now, the one thing about that is that will have effect on the on people's tax bills, because we're looking about levying that. Now, again, for like for next year, we would consider levying it and then it would be paid out, so on and so forth. But to get the project done, it would be paid out toward the end. But that'll be one of the major things that'll be discussed as we go to the budget hearing on the 20th, is do we make that addition? And do we consider, and then each year we would do one of those projects to help clean up some of our areas of the city to get better roads and so on. So that's probably going to be one of the big things when we get to the budget hearing.
I know that they just probably released this. You may not have even seen it with the transportation aids, and that it looks like, I mean, would that be any type of money that we could put towards that, or is that something kind of different?
No, I mean, you could use it for that. Generally, most of the transportation aids that we receive go for specific ongoing maintenance, and every year we obviously do chip sealing and different things like that. But definitely those funds can be used for that. And again, I don't know exactly where, of course, for the numbers we're working with, exactly where we're at. If there's a little bit in there, we could commit those dollars to that too.
Finally, the pool keeps humming along. Superintendent Gillis said about 48% complete now. And now we're going to probably start to see things that
we won't see what's happening, but a lot of stuff's happening in the building that we may not see.
Yeah, probably the one thing, if people do drive by the pool site, the one thing you're definitely going to probably see from here on is going to be the roof is going to be finished here, hopefully within the next week or so. It is going to be a metal roof, blue metal roof. And as you're right, some of the other things that have come in are different things like pumps and stuff that are all inside. So that it, when you look at the site, it's not going to look like a lot of things are happening, but different things to go with plumbing and electrical and those types of things. As we said, the basic pool itself was already poured. Now the deck and everything that goes around it will be this spring. And of course, then you really start to see it take the shape with the fencing and the other stuff that we're putting in, and that'll be done in the spring. But as far as that goes, our good weather, has come to, obviously like anybody else, we probably could use a little rain. But it has given us the opportunity to, get the majority of things done before what we sort of call the snow flies, here. So again, it's moving along. And then now over those few months, as we get into November, December, some of that other inside stuff will be done. And again, as they said, but it is moving, everything's moving along.
That is Strand Mayor Patrick Millard. You're listening to WRDN.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean. Soybean.org.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. Inflation is finally down, and although grocery prices remain high, farmers don't get paid more. The cost of living is more than groceries. Daycare, real estate tax, interest rates, housing, prescription drugs, insurance, tuition, all are cost of living. Meanwhile, stocks soar and somebody's making money. These costs are impacted by our state and federal legislature, and that's where we can make change. As your state senator, I'll work to improve school and municipal funding to save on your property taxes. I'll help improve access and reduce tuition for Wisconsin's 2 and 4 year colleges to build our homegrown workforce. I'll work to reduce the costs and improve access to daycare and housing. I'll bring federal taxes we pay back to Wisconsin to fund rural health care. And I'll fight to lower the cost of prescription drugs. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad, paid for by the Committee to Elect Paul Hamilton.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Scares you to death and you laugh until
feels so hard to breathe. I'm caught up in this moment, I'm caught up in your smile.
I've never opened up to anyone, so hard to hold back when I'm holding you in my arms.
But we don't need to rush this, let's just take it slow.